Well, you know, I think we all sometimes just sit around and think, and I think sometimes I think too much. But my thoughts always come, and lately they just focus on God's grace. What a joy it is to be a member of the household of God. Not only here at Bethel, but when you're a Christian, you're part of the worldwide Church of God. What an awesome thing to think about. But this past week, I've been having people talk to me about forgiveness. And I think in this day and time, I think there's a lot of folks have a hard time with forgiveness. They don't feel worthy, or they don't know how to forgive themselves. And I'm just thinking, you know, forgiveness is God's wonderful grace. Forgiveness is God's wonderful wisdom. So I wanted to focus on that today, forgiveness. Because sometimes we find ourselves confused about what Jesus and the authors of the Bible say about forgiveness. And you're not alone. For many years, I struggled with forgiveness. But sometimes they seem to tell us to forgive to be forgiven. Wow. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15 talks about that. But sometimes to forgive because we've been forgiven, you can read that also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Sometimes after a confession, you can read about that in Luke 17, 3 and 4. And sometimes you can just be forgiven just by repenting and say, Lord, I am sorry for all the mess that I've done and all the people I hurt. Would you forgive me? You know, God's forgiveness is so special that there is only one sin that cannot be forgiven. That's the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit is what the Bible talks about. But you know that the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit is when you shut God completely out of your life. That's exactly why that sin can't be forgiven. But you know it's near impossible to do. It's near impossible to blaspheme the Holy Spirit because your spirit and God's spirit connects. So maybe to capture our imagination and to invite us into this wonderful thing of forgiveness, maybe it's time to we help to know and understand the wisdom of the one who describes himself as merciful, gracious, faithful, forgiving, and steadfast love. Wow! While allowing for lingering consequences that seem to contradict all that he revealed about himself. So just try to imagine the opposite. Forgiving and being forgiven without consequence. Ooh, what a joy that is. What would wake us to our need of a Father who is so merciful, gracious, and faithful and forgiving in an unrelenting love? We like to call it agape love because that's exactly what it is. Unmerited privilege and faith and forgiveness and given to us by a free choice. Wow. What a wonder. There's nothing like it that he can't see or know or forgive. He knows everything about you anyhow. Jesus said that we should go into our prayer closet. What he meant by that is that we go into a time of talking to Jesus and talking to God because he knows all of our needs and all of our grace and love is available to all of us. But what would prod us to seek wisdom in wondering what the love of such a Father says about how to forgive, how to live, and how to be forgiven? Not next day, not today, not ever, right this moment. So more often than not, I've lost the wonder and wisdom of forgiveness. But I can't help loving the one who says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. You remember that when Jesus prayed that in Luke 23 and he was hanging on the cross? Forgive them, Father. So sometimes even me as a pastor and trying to encourage you and different things, just overwhelmed by the thoughts of a God who would groan with us and for us and to show how ready he is to cover our shame, lift the weight of our wrongs, gives us hope, and help us to forgive one another. And not only that, He takes all those sins and all that stuff, and he casts it into the sea, never to be remembered again. Now you can, though, go and get it and bring it out, not to haunt yourself, but to bring it out so that you can minister to somebody else and share your story. And then guess what? It goes back into the deepest of the sea, never to be remembered again. You're in control of your own grace and love in this world, and the grace of God is given to you freely. Amen. Well, I talked to Doug and Debbie Marsh this past week, and Sylvia's doing good health-wise. She has a lot of trouble with her memory. She's got a little bit of dementia, but health-wise, she's doing real good. And just wanted to let you know about that. And Debbie Marsh said, please tell the people we love them and missing them, and we're grateful for that, even though they haven't been coming to Bethel on a regular basis for a long while. That's one of the most beautiful things about our denomination. We're connectional. You're part of one Methodist church. You're part of all of them. But more importantly, you're all part of God's grace and God's kingdom. Amen. And I want to just continue to thank you for your prayers. Judy had a procedure done this week that a lot of us get when we get older. But in order to get the procedure done, she had to go get a COVID test, and that's good. And she was negative, and we're grateful for that. Because I'm finding out now, like, now you don't need to get one to go see your primary. But if your primary has you go to outside place, a specialist or something like that, the doctor or the hospital wants to have a COVID test before you come and meet or get done what needs to be done. We want to praise God and for Pat Singletary and answer to prayer. Pat's been dealing with some issues, but God has touched her. And in order for her to go see her specialist, she had to get a COVID test, and she was negative, and that's great. I don't know of too many other prayers that we need to lift up. We just want to pray a special prayer for the unspoken. And when you think about that, what do you mean by unspoken? How can we pray for somebody when they say, I have an unspoken request? Well, God knows what they're praying about. And then if we just come into a prayer of agreement with them and for them, it sort of helps the prayer to be heard and the answer to that prayer come upon them. You know, the peace that passes all understanding. What a joy. Well, I'm rambling here a little bit this afternoon, recording this in the afternoon on Thursday. What a beautiful day. I have the door open in my, they call it a man cave. I call it an office. The birds are chirping, and just a wonderful day to be alive. But we pray for all of you, and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, that we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. He's out there, and we need to be delivered, and God is faithful to deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. All of God's children said, Amen. Hope to see you in church soon. We're still meeting 11 o'clock, and it's safe. Come. God bless you. Bye-bye.